All right. Bye bye.
It's on.
Thanks. All right. Everybody? We ready? All right. Promises to be like a great meeting, huh? Glasses from somebody because I broke mine right when I got here. So if I misread something,
look here.
You'll know why. thank you for getting these. Tom. Yeah, they're better than not having them. All right. Huh? Oh, you lent me yours before. Andaba muy de leopard, yo. I was at the conference, don't you?
But you have it
on
Facebook.
Yeah, I did. I know.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
I was kind of digging it.
All right, guys. Let's start. All right. Good evening, everybody. Today is January 11th. 2011. This is the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Canutillo Independent School District. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Cuervo?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Cerros?
Here.
All right, and this takes us then to the next item, which is the Pledge of Allegiance to both the United States and to the Texas flags. And I see a lot of bright-eyed people out there. Can we have a representative from each of the campuses up here? Anybody here from Childress? Come up here, young girl. Young lady? Come on up here. Okay. All right. Davenport?
Anybody from Davenport?
Davenport?
All the students.
All right.
What about Canutillo Elementary?
Canutillo Elementary. Come on up here. There we go. Jose Damian Elementary?
They're all girls.
And Garcia? There's
Mark. All right.
All right. We have them. Now, Alderete Middle School and Canutillo Middle School. Anybody here from the middle schools? They're in the back? That's okay. That's all right. We've got our representatives from the elementary. Would you all like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Yes? Sure you put your hand over your heart. All right. Ready, guys?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, now the Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all very, very much. All right. Next item is the Canutillo mission statement. And Ms. Cáceres, would you like to read that for us, please?
Canutillo Independent School District will provide a quality education to assure that all students graduate on time, are prepared for higher education, or are workforce ready.
All right. Thank you, Monica. We will then go on to the next agenda item. Tony?
That is board recognition, Gustavo Reveles.
Mr. Reveles, good evening.
Good evening, Board President Coronado, members of the board, Murphy. I'm very happy to be here tonight. January marks more than just the beginning of the school year. It also gives us the opportunity to celebrate The boards of trustees that govern the more than 1,000 school districts in the state. Tonight, we're here to honor the WPUISD Board of Trustees, yourself. This has been a board that has been recognized regionally and throughout the state. And, you know, they're known for their effectiveness and for their results, your results. Dozens of students from every campus of the district have shown up tonight. You can see it's a packed house. And they're here tonight to celebrate the work that you guys do. So we're very happy. Please join us down here, these seats right here, VIP seats for tonight. And we're going to have a presentation from every campus in the school district. It outlines our program tonight. And we are going to start with Canutillo Elementary School with Principal Connie Parker, please.
Good evening, President of Mr. Coronado, board members, and good evening, Dr. Murphy. Thank you so much on behalf of Canutillo Elementary, all the faculty and staff, and especially all our children and our parents from our community. We say thank you so much for everything you've done. I love the thing that says follow the leaders. This year, this academic school year, we had a lot of changes. We had a lot of new faces, a lot of new people joining our community, our family, and we had two new board members, plus a lot of Dr. Murphy, even though he came in last year, and me as a principal, we all came in, and it's the perfect thing for follow the leaders. You are the leaders. Not only are you the leaders here as far as leading our school, but also you're leaders in our community. And we set the standards, and we also are role models every day. So on behalf of all of us, our children, our parents, and faculty and staff, we say thank you. Thank you so much for everything you do. I know once a year we gather, and there's not enough thank yous to go around, but we all say it at our campus, thank you so much for everything we do. And we have a special little something for you. Our music teacher, Mr. Armstrong, and our fifth grade students, all girls, would like to sing a special song to you, and it's called This Train.
Thank you.
mean, our fifth graders, thank you so much for everything you do. Thank you.
sorry, another round of applause.
I'm going to introduce my students. All what I have to say is thank you for all your support.
and the rest will be set by the students. The students have a coalition for No Place for Hate, and they're the decision makers at my campus, okay? So they're coming and introduce themselves.
Good evening, board members. I am Cassidy Roberts, and I am a fourth grade student at Deanna Davenport Elementary. I would like to take this time to say thank you from every student in Cottonfield ISD. Thank you for all the programs we participated in that you, the board, have approved. The boxes hold notes of appreciation and gratitude from us to you. Thank you. Good evening, board members. I am Dakota Mendez, and I am a fifth grade student at Deanna Davenport Elementary. I would like to say thank you for taking time out of your life to make sure our lives are better. Thank you for making our education your priority. Thank you again for all the hard work you do. Good evening, board members. My name is Regina Cordova. I am a fifth grade student at Deanna Davenport Elementary. I would like to extend an invitation to all board members to visit each Cottonfield school to see how your hard work and decisions have impacted our education. Please bring your boxes for ideas and suggestions from the students. We look forward to seeing you. Thank you from all students.
Set up the next presentation. Elementary School. And here to present this acu right here, we have Vivian Sanchez, who's the president of the student council.
Good evening. My name is Vivian Sanchez. I am the student council president at Garcia Elementary. Garcia is an exciting place to be. Tonight, we have a slideshow to share with you about showing some of the activities happening around campus that would not be possible without the support of our wonderful board members. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
I would like to thank the board for supporting all activities you make it possible.
Elementary City Council for that wonderful multimedia presentation. Yeah. I've met you at Renfield Middle School, and here's Dr. Bay as the principal to present the next act.
Good evening, Board of Trustees and Superintendent Dr. Murphy. I just want to say one small thing, and that is that in a very short, very small amount of time, we are trying to provide you just a glimpse of the gratitude and the appreciation we have for something that you do for a very long time and a large amount of time. And we just want to say on behalf of the great staff and students and faculty at Gunnfield Middle School, we have nothing but great admiration and appreciation for the hard work you do, the sacrifices that you make, and the very unselfish act that you have of donating your time to make sure that our schools are where they need to be. And we're very excited about what we have here as your leadership brings us into this new school year, or this new year, 2011. We're really excited how you will be bringing so much more for us, and we will reciprocate it, I promise, as we always do here in Gunnfield. So I would like to introduce to you Nicole Rocha. She is our cheerleading sponsor. And I would also like to introduce to you Laura Bernacki. These are two hardworking staff members from Gunnfield Middle School who donated their time and volunteered to make sure that you were appreciated. I'm going to bring up Mrs. Bernacki. She's our visual arts teacher.
Thank you, Dr. S. Garcia. Thank you so much, board. Wow, what a wonderful event. And hats off. Pat on the back. Give yourselves a round of applause. Just wonderful to see this community input and support. Dr. Murphy, thank you so much for all that you do, board. I can't thank you enough. If you'll take a look at our beautiful CMS, follow the CISD Leaders to Success. Wow, we have a wonderful path in front of us. We've come a long way, going far. And we're working with our little shoe theme there. I have to tell you that our visual arts students came up with those little shoes. Wow, each board member has a pair of shoes, walking shoes. And we have wonderful images from all of our activities at CMS, our sporting, our academics, our extracurricular, wonderful. And right there in the middle, we see very meaningful quotes from our students, where they have come from, where they're going. And as we can see here on the board members' area, we have some beautiful tokens of appreciation. And if the board members look a little later, more carefully, they'll notice that there's a little shoe right there, a little cowboy or cowgirl boot to get them moving, keep them moving, and keep that momentum. And go Eagles, and we are just so proud of our true leaders and our students here at CMS. So without further ado, I'll hand it over to Ms. Rocha, and thank you, and Dr. Garcia.
Okay, the best way for us to thank you is displaying it through our wonderful cheerleaders who are ambassadors for our school, loving and always wearing orange and white and Columbia blue. So I'm going to bring up the captain, Daisy Davides, and co-captain, Amanda Valadez.
Dear God of the ISD School Board, thank you for showing us the way to educational success. Because of your leadership, we have accomplished the following. I am a straight A student because my teachers have taught me to reach my goals and try my best for the future.
My friends at CMS have helped me improve in my science knowledge. My AR reading level has improved 3 levels. I got commended on my math mock test.
All right.
My teachers have taught me to love reading. Because of my education at Canutillo, I enjoy school and I know education is the key to my future success.
This poster was inspired by M.C. Etcher artwork and represents our children and the leaders of our district. The title of this poster is Follow the Leader to Your Dreams. Each fish and bird was designed by the students to show their individuality. The blacks and white colors are to represent the diversity of our district. The first part of the poster is blackbirds and blackfish. These represent the life that our children, this represents that life for our kids can be like swimming up a fierce stream. It is full of perils, danger, and disappointments. But when our children have leaders that they can look up to, imitate, and follow, their dreams become tangible. They become self-determining and seek to overcome the perils and dangers. Our leaders are the beacon of light in the darkness that gives our kids hope. Once they can see themselves by seeing others accomplish great things, they will achieve their dreams. The other side of the poster has white fish becoming white birds, which represents our kids developing wings to fly, and that they accomplish their dreams by following the leaders. We would like to thank you for being those leaders that our children can follow along their path to success. You give our children wings to fly to fulfill their dreams. Thank you.
We'd like to thank you and show our appreciation in true Kanyetu fashion by serenading you. And here to introduce the two groups are Abigail and Jose.
Hello, good evening. The Northwest Early College High School Vocal Ensemble, founded in October 2010, has learned about the various music literacy elements, such as vocal pedagogy, oral literature, music theory, etc. Their first public performance was in December 2010 at Granadillo School Performing Arts Auditorium.
Hello. The Mariachi Real del Paso was founded in August of 2009 and has played for various college and community functions such as commencement, the Paso Civic Orchestra and Choir Concert, Fort Bliss Wounded Warrior, the Palace Saints Retirement Home, Sun Bowl Thanksgiving Day Parade, High School Music Department Showcases, Las Cruces International Mariachi Conferences, and many other venues. Memberships comprise of a diverse population, apprenticing high school students, college students, work professionals, to retirees.
Thank you.
We have the Calvillo Elementary girls here, the fifth graders coming up to say hi to the board. Shake their hands. They didn't get a chance to meet them.
Skip over the solo that I was going to sing. We'll let Natchez get you warmed up, and then we're going to feed you. But before I let the students come up and talk, I want to just say thank you to you all on behalf of Kankakee High School, all of the programs that we have, to push the drive that you give to us to continue to innovate with new programs and to motivate our students to great success. Is appreciated. You are the batteries that make us run. And so I really appreciate the work that you do. And so I'm going to first have our culinary arts come on up and speak a little bit about what they've done for you all tonight, and they may share with the rest of you too.
All right, hi everybody. Miguel Renteria. I'm the president of the Culinary Arts Club, and I just want to say a few words on behalf of our club. The Canutillo Culinary Arts Program was created 3 years ago by Chef Charlie Simpson with the help of Mr. Fry. The purpose of our program is to prepare students for the challenging career in culinary arts. We have a three-year program in which our students learn the basics of working in a professional kitchen and at the same time learning basic cooking techniques. But we're most grateful to the CISD Board of Trustees for supporting our outstanding program. By supporting this program, you have made the difference for us. Tonight we're presenting our French dessert called croquembouche. It's a French pastry that literally means crunch in your mouth. It's used in weddings, christenings, and celebrations. The pastry concoction is a mounted dessert which is carefully constructed from an assortment of components. And right now, I just give a round of applause to the people that made this dessert for you.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. Thank you to the Dunn DL High School students. And don't worry, they will get to eat your those pastries. But we have one more gift. You may have noticed on your Treasury command there were some gifts from the Transportation Department. They're courtesy of Juan Miranda. And we also have a gift from the administration, the cabinet members. And here to present it is Dr. Murphy. We're trying to get all cabinet up. I was distracted. All cabinet members, please report. Cabinet, report. A year ago, board, we instituted our board buddy program where we paired each school board member with a board buddy. And I think it's been a successful program throughout the year, giving each board member access, direct access to a board buddy on the cabinet to ask any question and have them get those answers as well as they can. And so tonight we have gifts from the board buddies and from the cabinet across the line. And the plan was to have everybody up, but I guess we have so many students and things going on out there that they've wandered off. But from the bottom of my heart as superintendent, I want to tell you thank you for all that you do individually and collectively as a group for the school district as a whole and for me personally as superintendent. I greatly appreciate your leadership, and if there's anything that I can do for you on an individual basis, please let me know. Thank you so much, and what a wonderful opportunity. I can tell you, having spent the last 4 years in another district, we celebrate board recognition the best. Absolutely. We thank you for a whole lot of love. So, board buddies, if you could go and present your items to your buddy, appreciate it. And I apologize for those that aren't here. I'll give the rest.
I'm the last
one. Thank you.
Unappreciated task. But for over two centuries, American school boards have risen to such challenges. School boards also deal with issues such as the rapidly expanding role of technology in the classroom, the challenge to keep our children both well-educated and physically active, and as always, the difficulties inherent in dealing with budgetary priorities. The people who make up these boards volunteer their time because they care about their communities and their schools. Each year, the Texas Association of School Boards designates January as a school board recognition to emphasize the importance of the services these dedicated men and women provide to the schools and students of Texas. At this time, I urge all Texans to recognize the invaluable contributions realized to the work of our school boards. Therefore, the Governor of Texas, Rick Perry, hereby proclaims January 2011 to be School Board Recognition Month. Congratulations to the Texas School Board. Board President Cornelius concludes the board presentation. I invite you to recent meeting and proceed to a small reception that we have in the kitchen.
All right, thank you very much.
That is so
cute. It reminds me of a dentist's
cabinet. Real quick, I also want to just recognize Kimberly Bond for
Wow, what can I say? Thank you all very, very much. It's very, very much appreciated, all the effort and the work and the thought that everybody put into the recognition. And we do it specifically because we want to make sure that what decisions, what the time that we spend here impacts your children, the kids of the district, and the community at large as a whole. And so we want to thank you for this recognition, the beautiful singing, the beautiful cheers from the cheerleaders, the art that was presented by a lot of the students and the campuses, the graphics, and you know, all the thought that went into the cards, the letters, the gifts. Thank you all very, very much from the bottom of my heart, and I know all the board members feel the same way. We do this specifically for our community, and first and foremost, to make sure that your kids, our kids, have an opportunity for an excellent educational opportunity here in our district. These are the people that are going to take care of us, and we want to make sure that we do a great job and that they have every avenue open to them to do what they want to do, what they have a passion to do with their life. And so we thank you all very, very much for everything in recognizing us. Our recognition really is to make sure that you kids have not just, like I said, an excellent educational opportunity, but that you have some control. You as students have some control, some say-so, and how we are doing to make sure that you succeed. So thank you all very much. Board members, anybody like anything? Comment? Guys, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And also we're going to recess for a few minutes. I also want to thank, apart from the campuses, administration and the other teachers, administrators at the campuses for all the thought and effort they put into it. And the mariachi, I would have sang with them. You know, I got a C in voice class, but and I thought it stood for commended, but it was not. Thank y'all again very, very much, and let's recess for a few minutes. Tony?
That was fantastic.